Good morning, Audio Boo. I just wanted to do a boo on this topic. I'm a great believer in the saying, everything in moderation. We hear so much about what we shouldn't be doing, what we shouldn't be eating or drinking. Too much tea gives you this. Too much coffee is bad for you. Well, actually, it's true. It's too much coffee is bad for me with my kidney problems because it's high in potassium. Then they say coffee can prevent you getting diabetes or whatever the latest research has shown. So we don't quite know what to believe. I do believe that all things in moderation is true in most cases. There are, however, some people who don't know what moderation is. They've got very addictive personalities, and whether it's alcohol, cigarettes, gambling, coffee, collecting stuff in their homes, you name it, they'll latch on to something. If they can't do it, if they give up one, you tend to find that they'll start something else. I had an ex who had given up alcohol for about 20 years, and the amount of coffee he drank, I'm surprised he didn't kill him. So, you know, he just couldn't stop drinking it. So, you know, he went from one thing to another. I'm sure the coffee is probably the lesser of the two evils. Anyway, I don't drink alcohol, and I just wanted to tell you why I just felt like doing so. Not that I'm not being a goody-goody or anything. I grew up in a family where my dad is an alcoholic. In fact, my very first memory ever was of him being drunk. I think I was about a year old. We lived with my grandparents till I was two, so it was certainly before then. I was being held in someone's arms, I can't remember whose, and I remember looking up and I could see the lights. They had a chandelier thing with three lights on it. I remember looking up at that and I was kind of mesmerised by it. And at the same time, I was terrified because I could hear bang, bang, bang on the door. What had happened is my grandfather had actually thrown my dad out because of his drunken behaviour, and he was trying to get back in. I mean, in the end, they had to go out the back way and call the police to take him away. But he was shouting on the door, "I want Melanie, I want Melanie, give me my baby, I want my child," and all this. And I don't think I had any communication skills at that point, but I could understand what he was saying, and I was frightened. I remember thinking, "Oh, please don't let him take me." Whether I said that, I don't know, but that's my memory of it. And that's how we grow up. I've got a sister, she's 2 years younger than me. He never laid a finger on us, but he used to regularly beat my mother up, and I can remember having been dragged out of bed in what seemed like the middle of the night. Maybe it might have been 9 or 10 o'clock at night, but it was certainly dark, and we had no car, and having to walk like 3 or 4 miles to my grandparents' house. And so it went on, and then we moved away from my grandparents, so my mother was very isolated. We moved to here. We were in the Medway towns. Thank goodness we got out of there. Sorry to offend anybody if they're from the Medway towns. We came up here so that I could go to a partially sighted school. That's another story. When I was about 7, my dad hit an all-time low, which is what usually has to happen before someone will think about giving up drink. He kept getting panic attacks and thinking he was going to go blind. So he went to the doctors and they got him into the Bethlehem Royal Hospital in Beckenham. He was there for 6 months on an in-house rehab. He came out okay. We used to go and visit him there. I remember that vividly. He was off drink. He had a few lapses occasionally, but then he was back on the straight and narrow again for 20 years. And then, unknown to us, although my mum did suspect it sometimes, and then she realised afterwards all the time she suspected it, she was right. He was back on it again after 20 years, and he's still on it now. He's not really violent now. He can get foul at times if he drinks whiskey, but he's not as bad as he used to be. I mean, he doesn't go to the pub anymore, which he just goes drinking around his friends, and sometimes he drinks at home. Anyway, I was really off alcohol as a teenager when most kids were going out getting drunk and stuff. I just didn't touch it at all. Then I did start to drink occasionally, and I did go through a phase when I drank a lot when I was at work. You know, I used to go at lunchtime, I used to go out with my friends after work and all this. And I did think maybe I drank a bit too much, but I never got to the point where I felt I was dependent on it at all or I couldn't live without it. So then my partner, as he was at the time, and I decided to try for a baby, and obviously I gave up drinking it altogether then. And when I was breastfeeding my oldest son, and so then when he was about two, I still wasn't drinking, but I think it was around about Christmas time, I had a glass of sherry, I think it was, and then I had a, it was one evening and my son was in bed, and I had a glass of ginger wine, and I felt tipsy, and it really frightened me, because my husband had been drinking as well. He was never a great drinker either, he still isn't, but he obviously had drunk as much as I had, and he probably felt like I did. And I thought, hey, you know, what if there's an emergency? What if my son's ill? What if we fall asleep? We don't hear him crying. And it really scared me, and I thought from that day onwards, I'm not going to be drinking anymore, because there needs to be one of us that's always got their wits entirely about them. I mean, alcohol can make you look an idiot sometimes. If you know, if you go over the top with it, you can be a complete fool. And then, so I always wanted to be safe, everything to be safe for my kids. Well, I'd only got the one then, but then when I had the second one, obviously this continued. And I don't drink at all. I might have occasionally had like one glass of wine with my Christmas dinner or something like that up until a few years ago. Now I don't drink at all because, well, for several reasons. One, I don't like it. I don't ever want to run the risk of my kids ever seeing me drunk, because I think if they've got to have respect for you, it's not going to come if they see you talking a load of rubbish and acting at the fool. That's one of the main reasons. I don't like the feeling it gives me anymore. I like the taste of it. I don't like the feeling, the after effects. It's obviously very bad for my kidneys now, because I have got end-stage kidney disease, and even with dialysis, which I do four times a day at home, I have only at the best got about 6-point-something kidney function percent, that is. So how I'm walking around, I'm not quite sure, but I think the human body is very resilient, and we can function on a very limited resources sometimes. So that's the main reason why I don't drink. My kids have got a healthy respect for alcohol. My oldest son got paralytic on his 18th birthday because he went clubbing with his older cousin. He was sick everywhere. He didn't know who I was. He said, "Who are you anyway? I'm only your mother." He's never done it since. Well, not to my knowledge. He did go on holiday with some of his friends when he left school after his A-levels, and he went to Greece. I think it was probably like the in-betweeners. I dread to imagine what they got up to, but as far as I know, he certainly doesn't drink much when he's at home, and he's got a girlfriend in America, and he, you know, he's quite stable. The other one he's 16 and a half. He has got drunk at parties occasionally. He doesn't tend to go to many now, and he realises that it's not a good idea. It's a terrible worry to me, but, you know, they've got to go through these things and find out the hard way sometimes. We've all had to do that, I suppose, unless we're completely teetotal from day one. Well, obviously we are from day one, but I mean, you know, all our lives. I don't smoke. I've never even wanted to, and neither have they, so hopefully that will continue. I just really want to be a good role model for them, really. My sister drinks too much. I think she's probably an alcoholic. It's only been in recent years, so that's another worry. These things don't necessarily start when you're a teenager. They can come on in later life. You can come to realise that. Her son, her oldest son, is 24. He drinks too much. He drinks, well, a lot of the time. It's far too much, and I think it doesn't help that his mother isn't a very good role model in that sense. That he smokes, so does she. The 18-year-old doesn't smoke. He does drink a lot, though. My niece is the only one with any sense. She doesn't drink or smoke. She's 17. Let's hope that continues, and hopefully she takes after me. People might think I'm boring, but I feel that I've got good reasons. These are my reasons. I think alcohol can do a lot of damage. It's okay if you can moderate it, but not everyone can. And the thing is, we don't often realise that we can't until it's too late, and that's the frightening thing about it. And that's why I never want to put my family at risk, myself at risk. I don't want to put my relationship at risk. My husband drinks sometimes. I don't really like it, but I would never stop him because, you know, he's not an alcoholic. He just likes a drink now and again, as most people do. So anyway, that's just my thoughts on alcohol. It's been coloured, really. My opinion has been coloured by my early life, my only experiences. with other people. I also have a friend, or had a friend,